My mic on?
Yeah, you're gonna heat it. You can see the level moving. You're on my side over here because
we can't hear anything. Rearranged
the studio, and we are in Studio B for a time being. But joining us, as usual, for our monthly visit, is Joyce Davis with the Lorain County General Health District. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to be here.
Thank you, Craig and I. Every year we get to talk about this subject. We kind of have to figure our way through this whole thing about breastfeeding education. Talk about the importance and what always is the information that needs to get out to the public.
Well, we're always promoting breastfeeding, as you said, and in August of every year, it is particularly the topic of the month, and because breastfeeding is so important, and there are babies being born every day, and so we are encouraging mothers to choose breastfeeding as the way they feed their baby. And breastfeeding is important not only, you know, obviously it satisfies thirst and hunger for the baby, but also is a great way to bond with the mother and a way to express, you know, love. And the mother can have great contact with the baby. Is a way for the baby to relax. Oftentimes is a way for the mom to relax also while she sits and holds her baby. And then last but not least, there's all kinds of developmental opportunities for the baby and immunities that are passed through with the breast milk. So the WIC program, the Women, Infants, and Children program it operates through the health department, supports mothers to breastfeed and provides education for them to breastfeed. But in addition to that, there is a support group here in the county that is run through the University Hospital's Breastfeeding Support Group, and that's open to any mother and baby, regardless of where you delivered. You don't have to deliver at UH in order to be a part of that breastfeeding support group. But it's a great place for people to get started and get help with breastfeeding.
And the support comes related to what?
Because
I'm not
sometimes,
getting enough milk,
sometimes people have difficulties, whether they don't feel like they have enough milk or they don't feel like the baby's gaining enough weight or they're just not comfortable with it for one reason or another. You know, there's all kinds of little idiosyncrasies that happen along the way. And it's foreign to many people, particularly the first time.
Right.
And so that support group is hugely important. And it's a great group at University Hospitals that run that support group.
I see in the middle of all this, it says Ohio has the lowest rate of breastfeeding initiation in comparison with other states in its region.
We don't know what the reason is. We just know the trend. And so that's another reason that we're trying to be particularly, we're paying particular importance to promoting it.
Okay.
We have no idea why, but we do know that, you know, that the longer mothers are able to breastfeed, the lower the odds are of a child becoming overweight in childhood, and then like I mentioned, all of the immunities. So it's a great way to start a child's life.
Okay. Well, the Lorain County Fair is coming up at the end of this month, and I saw you with a bottle of water, and I always think that's one of those things we talk about when people get out to the fair, get hydrated, get some exercises to get there.
Sure.
But you're also doing things related to the fair. Talk about
sure.
What the health
director. Well, we like the health district, like many other places in the county, are getting ready for the Lorain County Fair. And, of course, the water does. We always do the Walk for Water, where you can come to the health department tent and sign up to walk to a lot of other visit a lot of the other agencies at the fair, and when you come back you get a free bottle of water. In addition to that, the Lorain County General Health District also does the food inspections at the fair, so all of the vendors for all of your favorite foods that you eat are inspected by the health district.
Joyce, do they get checked out like the Sunday before the fair opens or the Monday, or is it an ongoing process through the week?
Both. They are getting checked before they open on, you know, Monday morning. The sanitarians are out there inspecting, making sure that everybody's ready to go, and then throughout the week it's regularly being checked. But that opening day is intense. In addition to that, things that, that we can do to help, you know, prevent things like food poisoning and of course other diseases also is always to wash our hands. And because that's not always convenient at the fair, we do provide hand sanitizer at all of the at several of the buildings, so in locations and at all the food services, there's hand sanitizer there for you to wash your hands so that you're not, you know, petting the goats and then going and eating.
Right, because with all that sticky, greasy food, you're licking your fingers at some point during the fair.
Exactly.
Right? And I've seen that in all the different booths. They will have buildings. There is usually a dispenser for the hand sanitizer.
Yes.
So the health department's sort of responsible.
Yes, the health department makes sure that that happens because, you know, preventing disease is the easiest and least costly thing for all of us to do.
Even before the Lorain County Fair comes up, some kids are going back to school before the fair.
They are.
Now it's time to get vaccines. What do you have to offer?
Well, we continually have vaccines available. Again, particular emphasis on the kids that will be going into 7th or 12th grade because there is a new vaccine immunization requirement for meningitis. And you can call the health district to get an appointment for to get your immunization for whether it be for meningitis or anything else by calling 440-284-3206. And like I said, appointments are available so that you don't have to stand in line or any of those kind of things, but can come in and make sure in particular that anybody going to 7th or 12th grade is in compliance with their meningitis requirement.
I see also you want to talk about impaired driving this time.
Impaired driving, again, is another one of those topics that we're always encouraging people to make sure that they're paying particular attention not to be driving when they're drinking. And, you know, we're coming into another holiday season with Labor Day. That, again, tends to be a time when people, you know, they're closing out the summer and one last bash, so to speak. And so we just want to encourage everybody to make sure that they either have a designated driver or they get linked up with somebody like Uber or Lyft. That's, you know, real popular in the Cleveland area, but they come out to Lorain County also. We talked to some Uber drivers recently who were pretty busy with the Rover Fest last weekend at down in Lorain. So they do come in the county. They're just not quite as prevalent as in the Cleveland area. And then, of course, there's taxi cabs. But if you're going to drink, the message is don't drive because it continues to be a problem on our roads to have people who cause crashes that end up hurting and killing other people to be under the influence.
Right. You have Wellness Network, always something that Lorain County Wellness Network. Tell me a little bit about what that is and what recent things are coming.
Well, the Wellness Network is basically for employers who are providing health insurance and other wellness benefits to their employees and need ideas, need help, or just need to network. And that Wellness Network meets quarterly, and we're scheduled to meet on September 15th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And that particular session will be held at the Wesleyan Senior Living Center here in Elyria. And you can register for this, a no-cost event, but just go to LorainCountyHealth.com to register. It's for employers, human resource professionals, wellness coordinators, occupational nurses, also for, you know, leaders maybe in faith-based organizations and churches who have wellness efforts. But people who are looking for help with their wellness efforts with whatever group they're serving.
Right. There's some tech company that has helped us with our wellness efforts. I guess the Pokemon Go craze has caused people to get out and move. I mean, you tried a lot of different things. Get up and go, get out and walk. Here's something that's sort of made everybody get up and
Absolutely.
Start walking.
Absolutely. Pokemon has, that whole app has really kind of gotten some people to move who typically right. weren't real interested.
I will say, though, there's a point where they stop a lot, though.
I was in the Metro Parks on my bike, right? And I'm like, what are these guys? And they were not like, they didn't look like the person that I usually see on the path, and they weren't really dressed like they were exercising per se, but you know, you don't have to be dressed any way, to, any particular way to exercise. So it's great just
like
that they're moving, but they're standing in the middle of the path, and I'm like, guys, you know, and anyways, that's what they were doing, looking for Pokemon.
Right. But it gets them out, and it's just
it gets them
thing.
Moving. Absolutely,
it's funny how what encourages us to get out and go.
I know, yeah. I know. So. A really cool phenomena, really, I guess.
Right. But if people want to find out more of some of the things we've talked about today, including the breastfeeding education, immunizations, a little about the Wellness Network, where can they get good information?
Well, always go to LorraineCountyHealth.com, or, you know, the phone still works, and we still have a human being that answers the phone so they can help give you some direction, and that number is 440-322-6367. Most convenient if you have access to the internet is LorraineCountyHealth.com.
Sounds great. Joyce Davis, Director of Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion at the Lorraine County General Health District. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
824 WEOL.